from Frederick, Maryland. It's time to rise and shine with Bob Miller on Free Talk 930 WFMD.
It's the Morning News Express, 811 at WFMD. Rise and shine up and Adam. And you know what? It is time for Halloween. It's right around the corner. And we have our very own ghost hunter here, the ghost teller. His name is Ron Engelberger, and how are you doing, sir?
I am doing very well. We've talked about this since the spring in terms of coming in here, so I really appreciate it. I'm not sure if you remember, I used to work here.
No, I didn't know that.
I worked here a long time ago. I did overnights at WFMD, WFRE, and it wasn't all that automation at that point.
Yeah.
Did the news, did the weather, and then ran over to the next station and did the same thing.
Did you do that? Was it beautiful music back then?
Oh, absolutely beautiful. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
That's AC/DC, Highway to Hell by Montrabanti's Orchestra.
I remember a lot of specific songs back then. Right?
Yeah, yeah. So tell me a little bit about how you got involved with doing ghost tours in downtown Frederick. Because, I mean, you've been doing this for a long time. You are, I mean, when somebody talks about this, I mean, you're the people they bring. You're the person they bring up.
Absolutely. We are Maryland's oldest operating ghost tour.
Okay.
We actually have a private tour scheduled already for January. And that tour will mark our 20th year of actually doing tours in downtown Frederick. So we've kind of become an institution. A lot of people look at us as like, well, that's the little ghost tour downtown Frederick. But we've done more than 23,000 people have done this tour.
Wow.
So we bring a lot of people downtown, and a lot of the businesses actually like us. I'm a Civil War reenactor, been, you know, doing that for over 25 years, had a lot of encounters that have happened to me sleeping overnight on the battlefields. I started to collect stories from my own personal experiences as well as others. I expanded that, found a lot of great stories in downtown Frederick. Loved the paranormal for, you know, most of my entire life. And I thought this would be a great opportunity to do the tour. And almost 20 years later, we're still going strong. Actually, we have two tours going on now. We have the Historic District Ghost Tour,
mm-hmm.
which is the downtown Frederick area, and we have a Mount Olivet Candlelight Cemetery Tour. Now, that's not a ghost tour. That's a history tour, but we're the only tour company that actually gets you into the cemetery at night, and that's a great tour to do as well.
Maybe it was you. Somebody did one. I did when they did a dedication of the Francis Scott Key. Maybe it was like the 100th anniversary. I don't know. We did something, and we walked through, and they did a candlelight tour or a tour of, you know, here are certain graves.
Right. I was the actual lead guide for that.
Okay.
Yeah, we had a lot of people out that
night. That was a lot of people.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then they had like a horse-drawn carriage.
We had a horse-drawn carriage, and we went to the various, important sites in the cemetery. That was part of the War of 1812. Commemoration. So that worked out very well.
Very cool. Well, Ron's here for a little while. If you've got a ghost story that maybe Ron's not heard, and you live in downtown Frederick or around the area, we'd love to hear from you. 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. More coming up on the Morning News Express.
We document what we've done.
It's the Morning News Express, 823 at WFMD. If you've never been on the Historic District Ghost Tour with Ron Engelberger, he is in the studios today to tell us a little bit about the ghosts and the history of Frederick. You've been doing this for a long time. We talked about that. So what is some of the stranger things, and I don't want to give away the tour, obviously, that you have found in Frederick?
I mean, some of the history of Frederick is even more bizarre than the paranormal that we actually talk about. I mean, this is a wonderful tour to take if you're into the macabre and into Frederick history. We talk about executions. We talk about suicide. Talk about body dismemberment, Civil War and bombing, and the death of small children. And
wow. That
doesn't even take into account the ghost stories that we have, connected. Frederick had a very bloody and, you know, a very weird and bloody past, and we do focus on that a lot. So you not only are going to come out and actually hear the stories about the paranormal, the ghost, the hauntings of downtown Frederick. We like to consider Frederick the most haunted city in the state of Maryland. We've done a lot of documentation, a lot of research, interviewed a lot of people, use actual quotes from the people we've actually interviewed, And it's a wonderful tour. You definitely have to come out and do it.
So do people, you know, because I read the history. John Ashbery feeds me history all the time of Frederick. And I read. I'm like, oh, should I talk about, oh, well, you know, Ron Engelberger was hung for this or he was lynched for that? Or, you know, obviously you weren't. But, I mean, you're right. It does have a rich history. And, of course, all of the Civil War happenings that came through Frederick.
See, one of the so we have multiple stops. We have 7 stops in downtown Frederick.
Okay.
One of the stops is in front of the courthouse, which is called Courthouse Square, and we talk about the execution of British sympathizers back in 1781 during the Revolutionary War.
Now, is this in front of the new courthouse or
the old
City Hall courthouse,
okay. where the mayor's office is actually okay. located at. The mayor, the current mayor, Michael, he actually came out and did the tour earlier in the spring and brought his family out. So courthouse is one. We talk about Civil War embalming, which is part of the National Museum of Civil War Medicine. A lot of great stories there. And we like to consider that the most haunted site in downtown Frederick. The original owners, James Whitehill and family, their crypt was actually broken into and the entire family was decapitated. Their heads were removed.
Wow.
So obviously those folks are still inside. And that's part of history. That's part of Frederick, and that's not even taking into account the paranormal activity taking place inside. So the people that may or may not be interested in ghost stories or do or don't believe in the paranormal, when they take this tour, they're going to learn a lot of great history about Frederick and about the weird stuff that took place so many decades before.
Are you constantly getting people? And if you've got a story, please give us a call, 301-694-WFND. Or if you have a question, Deron, are you kind of the de facto expert on it all?
In terms of people living in Frederick, I probably know more about all the hauntings in Frederick County than most people or anybody that at least I have run into. I don't necessarily have to be your tour guide. We have multiple tour guides that help us out throughout the year. And we have, you know, people helping us out for over a dozen, 15 or more years, and they may be even more entertaining than what I am. But in terms of research and documentation, there's probably no one else in Frederick that knows more about the hauntings in the area.
The tour is actually in downtown Frederick, but are there other places that you like to go to for hauntings in Frederick that, obviously, I don't want to tell people to go walk in onto somebody else's property.
Sure, absolutely.
Today's you never know what could happen.
I mean, see, we like to consider Frederick the most haunted city in the state.
Right.
But Frederick County has a lot of great ghost stories and connections with the paranormal. I love Monocacy National Battlefield. I've actually, camped there overnight, and there's a lot of great stories connected to the battlefield as well.
We'll be back. We'll have more with Ron Engelberger coming up at the Morning News Express.
This is Michelle Beaulieu from the Big Apple, New York City. It's time to rise and shine with Bob Miller in the Morning News Express on 930 WFMD.
Yesterday, I'm Morning News Express, 835 at WFMD, in the studio, Ron Engelberger, who used to work here, as a matter of fact, and then got out of the radio business and into the ghost tour business. So, it's a 90-minute tour. I want one more story of, like, a really bizarre ghost story that happened to you on your tours. That when everybody sat there and they saw, they just went, Do you have one of those?
I have multiple stories about that. The National Museum of Civil War Medicine, one of the ghosts that are in there is the original owner, James Whitehill. On 3 separate occasions, we've actually stopped in front of the museum. My back, I mean, it happened to me twice. It happened to another guy on a third time. But my back is actually toward the building. So I'm not actually seeing what's behind me. That's why I tell the folks who are actually taking the tour to be vigilant. Look in the doorways, windows, because we may never know if or when we have any given encounter on any given night. So on 2 separate occasions for me, we've actually seen Mr. Whitehill, or the group has seen Mr. Whitehill in the upper window looking down at the group, wears a tan-colored shirt, dark hair, dark beard, and he's actually disappeared in front of the entire tour group as we're actually doing the tour. In one of those windows, he loves looking at the traffic out on the street. And when the museum originally opened up and they were doing the renovation, that they would find that window open all the time. They would close it up at night. Next morning they'd come in, it would be open again. And that would be one of the windows that he'd actually would be seen looking out on a regular basis. They got so sick of it, they actually bolted it shut to keep its maddening rising and closing, because he would constantly be in that window. And that's actually happened twice on the tour.
Wow.
For me, actually doing the tour. The Barbara Fritchie house, which is one of our stops on the tour, lights have gone off and on throughout the house. Curtains and blinds have been pulled back as if someone or something's actually looking out on the tour group below. Not sure if you know, they've actually transformed into an Airbnb. So
yeah,
if you actually wanted to spend a night in an authentic haunted location, you can now in the Barbara Fritchie house. But before, when it was a museum, things would happen while we're actually doing the tour. I check with management the next day, and they've assured us no one should have been in the locked and secured museum on those specific nights. So maybe either her or her husband were actually in attendance that night, that they know that we're actually outside talking about them and remembering them and hopefully paying homage to their life when they're in Frederick.
90-minute tour. How long, I mean, walking distance is it? I mean, for people who need to walk it, how long is it? A mile, mile and a half?
If you're doing the Historic District Ghost Tour in downtown Frederick, it's 1.2 miles. The cemetery tour is a little bit less than a mile. And the Ghost Tour in downtown Frederick, we meet in front of Brewer's Alley, gather the folks up there, go around the corner, do some introductions, and then start the tour. We take you back to Brewer's. If you do take the tour, we actually have a partnership with Brewer's, and everyone gets a coupon for Brewer's Alley. So you can go back. We're going to be in search of spirits. You can go back and have some spirits yourself.
Some more spirits.
Right, exactly. Good for lunch and dinner, and it's a great restaurant, and they've been a great friend to us over the years.
Very good. So if somebody wants to get a hold of the Maryland Ghost Tours, Ron Engelberger and his company, telephone number?
301-668-8922. Our website is www.marylandghosttours.com. That gives you a good overview about what the tour is actually about, what to expect, gives you a schedule. We actually start in April. A lot of people think we're only around in October. That is not the case. We start early spring. We go through December. So you're going to have plenty of opportunities to actually come out and actually do the tour. And we do private group tours as well. A lot of people don't realize that. If you have a large group, we do Boy Scouts, we do community corporate functions, birthdays, celebration. So if you have a big group, you want to come out on a Tuesday night, contact us and we'd be happy to help you out. In October, we have as many private groups probably going out as what we do regularly scheduled tours on the weekends. So
I know you freaked the mayor out, so that's what counts.
I did. The mayor actually came out early in the spring and brought his family. His predecessor, Randy, has actually been on the tour as well because current City Hall is one of our stops, and there's a lot of stuff that goes on in that mayor's office dark.
Yeah.
So they both came out and loved hearing the stories, and a lot of the information that we get actually from the courthouse, or not only from the people that actually work there, but the cleaning staff. A lot of times, if they're working later in the evening and the tour goes by, if the cleaning staff is actually there, they'll come out and actually give us an update on things that may have happened that particular night or that week. That building is very active. So if you take the tour, say, for example, this October, come back next spring, we may have new stories. We try to organize it that we swap out different sites to make it more interesting for the people that actually are regulars that come back year after year. And if something happens and it's significant, we will update the tour. So as I said, come out and do it. Come back another year. We may have new stories connected to the site that you have paid a previous visit to.
Well, very good. Appreciate you stopping by, Ron.
I appreciate you having me. I greatly appreciate it. As I said, telling stories of the dead help pay the bills of the living. So you, your friends, your relatives, love to have them on a future tour.
Well, hopefully one of those stops won't be here of my dead radio career. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. Have a great day. It's 8:41 at WFMD. Diana Gibson. You ready to go on a ghost tour?
Yeah, I am,
yeah?
Actually.
I think so.
Yeah, I like that mantra. The stories of the dead help those that are still alive.
Pay the bills of those who are living.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's a good one. That's a good one.
So you just sit there and...
Oh, you do that so well.
Thank you.
Is it your voice or what did you have to eat? Anyways, good news. 15 North and Southbound at Engelberger Road. All